Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maines. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Harris. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bump Hadley. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Blondie Ryan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. And now, play ball. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carraway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Rice moves to third. Maines moves to second. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Judge reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. Maines scores. Cronin moves to third. It's 2-0, Senators. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Judge scores. It's 4-0, Senators. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to second. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is hit by the pitch. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whatwood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Judge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer strikes out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. Appling juggles the ball. The ball bounces towards second. Sissel picks up the ball and throws Mainisch out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly strikes out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harris moves to third. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Hayes steals second. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hadley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate strikes out. One out. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mainisch moves to second. Joe Judge's at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge's 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judge for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Watwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes tags and moves to third. Two outs. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The slide. Tate applies the tag. Hayes is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hadley strikes out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Rice reaches second base with a double. Meyer moves to third. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Maynish hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Meyer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Judge takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to third. Cronin moves to second. Ed Walsh now pitching. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Rice scores. Cronin moves to third. Judge moves to second. It's 6-0, Senators. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hayes hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Cecil moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Whatwood moves to third. It's 6-1, Senators. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. Whatwood scores. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-2, Senators. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-2 in the game. Barnes takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Barnes moves to third. It's 6-3, Senators. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Blondie Ryan. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barnes scores. Appling moves to third. It's 6-4, Senators. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Calm now playing third base. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. Spencer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Joe Quell pinch hits for Bump Hadley. Dutch Henry now pitching. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops it up and throws to first, with Henry covering, for the out. Spencer moves to third. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Burke now pitching. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Dutch Henry. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Red Faber now pitching. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Maynish hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cronin bunts towards first. Whatwood can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judge moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from Tate and he is out, Cecil applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Mulivy pinch hits for Red Barnes. Greg Mulivy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulivy hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Bruce Campbell now playing left field. Carl Reynolds now playing center field. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hayes hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Meyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Autry pinch hits for Benny Tate. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hugh Willingham pinch hits for Red Faber. Hugh Willingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willingham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willingham moves to third. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Spencer and he is safe. Cecil steals second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.